After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel."
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you, Taylor and Justine. We've come to a time where we get to open up God's Word, and I'd love to give some thoughts and reflections for us this morning. Christmas, hey, that wonderful time of year, the month of December, where we all find that extra gear, and I think it's called hyperdrive. I'm not sure about you, but on the lead up to Christmas, I've caught a few of those home improvement shows like Better Homes and Gardens, and I know frequently used at our site, at our home, is sites like Pinterest that gives us a million and one ideas, Christmas creative ideas, in how we can make our dwellings look fantastic at Christmas. Not quite sure about you, but I find these shows a little bit stressful because it seems that our dwellings today should be very well in order. I trust that your Christmas bulbs have now been potted and are flowering so that when your guests come over, they smell the fragrance of your Christmas flowers. I hope that your grass is so green that people think that you've left your Christmas lights on. I trust that your paths are blown and your decks are oiled and your gutters are cleared and your floors are mopped and your toilets are cleaned. And I really hope that you've updated your decor because your table setting should match your lounge room setting. That should match your flowering Christmas bulbs. Why do we watch these shows? I don't know about you, but they stress me out. I have not even got to the cooking masterclass yet. Whose food even looks like that or tastes like that? Ah, oh, Christmas. It's come around again. Why don't you check out this clip? It's an Aldi ad.
Oh, Christmas. Oh, Christmas.
Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas.
Christmas?
Christmas!
Christmas!
Christmas.
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 Christmas, Christmas, Christmas.
Christmas!
Christmas!
Christmas! Now this is Christmas.
Yeah. The perfect Christmas. What a absolute facade. On the lead up to Christmas, I came across this article that's titled Trapped in a Jingle Hell. And I'd just love to read a few lines from this article. Many Australians struggle with huge levels of stress from hours cooped up in the car in gridlocked traffic. We know a little bit about that. Sky-high mortgages, and working hours that rank amongst the worst in the developed countries on work-life balance. And that's not to mention the all-pervasive digital world where we're always on call. A doctor is quoted in this article as saying, "We feel like every situation is full of pressure and urgency. And the main hormone behind it is adrenaline. And that often increases around Christmas with the additional tasks on the to-do list. And managing family and relationships can be a cause of stress, frustration, sadness, or regret." Stress, frustration, sadness, or regret. There was a survey that is quoted in this article that those that were surveyed, 45% of us cite that Christmas is a financial nightmare. And another 45% cite basically that family issues is their major cause of stress at Christmas. You know, I think the state of our homes is one thing. But it gets a whole lot more serious when we're talking about family pressure and we're actually talking about financial challenges. Maybe today, in this Christmas season, you're also feeling a little what this article is reflecting. You're feeling a sense of stress. You're feeling a sense of frustration. You may be feeling a sense of sadness or even a sense of regret. Because I believe that in this Christmas time, it's certainly magnified, but it's not quarantined to Christmas. Because I guess as a pastor that has the privilege of walking alongside people, and even in my own life today, it seems that the pressure and the stress and the strain of life isn't quarantined just to Christmas, but it certainly seeps out way beyond December into the months ahead for us in this world. In the second half of this article, Trapped in a Jingle Hell, I want to introduce you to a mum who lives in Kingsgrove, locally here. She's 42. Her name's Katrina. She leads a busy life, juggling multiple projects. She's writing a book on Instagram marketing. She's doing spot acting jobs, and she's building a TV talk show, all while raising her three children. And that's quite a life, isn't it? What's interesting is that she has a breakdown under the stress and strain of life, and she makes this reflection. She says, "I really do believe, though, that we are here for a purpose. I really do believe that we're here for a purpose." What an interesting reflection from somebody that's got some serious health problems because of the stress, the strain, the frustration, and the challenge of life. "I really do believe that we are here for a purpose." Well, what is that purpose? And where do you find that purpose? Because it would seem that we're not finding it in religion. We're not finding that purpose to life in religion. And it seems that we're not turning to religion to find a freedom from the stress and strain that life brings us. Really interesting article written by Mark McCrindle, who's a social researcher, often quoted on the 6pm Project and in the social media sector. He wrote a blog earlier this year in March, and it's titled Faith, Belief, and Church Going in Australia. He cites that the fastest growing religion in Australia is no religion. You got that? The fastest growing religion in Australia is no religion. In the 2006 census, we see here that 18.7% of us indicated no religion. And in 2011, 22.3% of us indicated in Australia no religion, which represents an increase of 1 million Australians. It takes that figure to around 4.8 million Australians indicating no religion on the census. The fastest growing religion in Australia is no religion. And yet, what is intriguing about this article that McCrindle cites is that 55% of us still hold a belief in God. Isn't that interesting? 55% of us Australians still hold to a belief in God, and that belief in God is defined as this: the creator of the universe, the supreme being. 55% of us. It's as if many Australians are living with a shy hope that God might be real. a shy hope that God, this supreme being that many of us believe in, this creator of the universe, has the capacity to rescue us from the stress and the strain, the frustration, the regret, the sadness. It's like many of us are living with this shy hope that God might be real enough to help. And yet, as the months roll on during the year, we rarely talk about this God that we hold this shy hope. We rarely even actively seek out whether this is actually true, this shy hope that we hold in life. I want to encourage us this Christmas season to turn a shy hope into an active search for Jesus. To turn a shy hope that God might be real into an active search for Jesus Christ, the living Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus, who came in human flesh, still remained God, born this Christmas morning, said these words: I believe Jesus is the most powerful person to ever live, the most influential person to ever live. And Jesus said these words: ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks the door will be opened to you. If you engage in an active search for Jesus Christ, if you seek him out, Jesus says, you will find and experience the living God, the supreme being that created the universe. What Jesus is saying here is that God doesn't play hide and seek. God doesn't play hide and seek. If you turn a shy hope in that God might be real into an active search for Jesus Christ, if you seek after him, you will meet and experience Jesus. Knock and the door will be opened, Jesus says. So my challenge for us today, this Christmas, is to engage in an active search for Jesus. Jesus understands your frustration today. He understands the strain on your life. He understands the sadness, the grief. He understands that we're wrestling to find what is the purpose in life, because Jesus walked a mile in our shoes. He gets it. He gets it. He was human too, and he's done this so that we can experience a life-empowering, eternal relationship with the author of life. An active search for Jesus has led many to bow their knee before him. In the very first Christmas, we engage the story of the wise men, who are also known as the Magi. They engaged in an active search for Jesus, the passage that was read out for us. We read these words: that after they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. Let's not just move on too quickly. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. They haven't seen Jesus yet. They saw the star, they were overjoyed. When you engage in an active search for Jesus, it brings joy. If you engage in an active search for Jesus today, it will bring joy. And when they came to Jesus, we read this: on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary. They bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold and incense in myrrh. These wise men found Jesus in their active search for him. They were filled with joy and they bowed down and worshipped Jesus. For Kelly, who we heard share some of her story with us, she also turned a shy hope in that God might be real into an active search for Jesus Christ. And when she bowed down and reached out to Jesus, I said before, God doesn't play hide and seek. She bowed down before Jesus, reached out to him, and heard the very words of Jesus: come near to me and I will come near to you. And she can experience the peace of God in her soul today. But some have gone on an active search to disprove Jesus as well. I bring to our attention a gentleman called Lee Strobel, who's an award-winning journalist with the Legal Affairs Editor and the Chicago Tribune. He used his legal and journalism skills to engage in an active search to disprove Jesus. Why? Well, his wife became a Christian. His wife turned to God, started going to church, and experienced the love of God in her heart. Lee was furious that his wife had gone to church. And so he went on a journey to disprove Jesus. And after he used all his journalism capacity to disprove Jesus Christ and the reliability of the Word of God, this is what he says. When I was alone in my room and had reviewed all the evidence I had encountered during my probe, I concluded that it would take more faith to maintain my atheism than to become a Christian. So whether we actively try to disprove Jesus or we actively seek after Jesus, when you actively search for Jesus, you will meet and experience him. I encourage you today to start an active search for Jesus Christ. Turn a shy hope into an active search for Jesus. We can do this in a few ways. I encourage you to investigate the claims and the words of Jesus Christ. On your way out today, you can, this is completely free, just pick up a Gospel of John and just take home the words of Jesus. Just start reading the words of Jesus over Christmas. There's also a small tract here by a guy called John Piper, who I think is also a great author that could encourage us towards Jesus. Or a guy called Nicky Gumbel, who wrote a great course called Alpha and has titled this little booklet, Why Jesus. Feel free to grab one of these booklets on your way out and engage in an active search for Jesus this Christmas. I also encourage you to question. Never stop questioning. I loved Kelly's story because she came to church here at CBC with a whole lot of questions. And we're here to engage with you. I encourage you in 2017, give church a go. You received a Christmas card on your way in with some of our services across January. Come back to church. Question faith. Give church a go. But I think the most powerful way to engage in an active search of Jesus is through prayer. When we can actually bow down with our arms to the air, whatever it might be for you, and just say, Jesus, if you're out there, I need you. I want to experience you. I need help. Somebody needs to rescue me from the stress and the strain and the frustration of this life. I was in the Northern Territory this year, and I was at a place called Edith Falls. It was an incredible expanse of water and a waterfall. It was on sunset, and these enormous cliffs were lit up by the sun. And I was reading Psalm 95. And in these verses, it contains a good challenge for us today. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear God's voice, do not harden your heart. If you hear God's voice today, do not harden your heart, but come under his care. Because when we come under God's care, we can experience what this world's longing for, a newfound purpose, a freedom, a hope, a joy, a peace, the power and presence of God in our life that the world can't take away and that the world can't give. But we've got to be willing to come to Jesus and bow our knee like the wise men, like Kelly did. But it starts with a choice. To say, I will engage in an active search for Jesus. I want to finish with this. Jesus said these words in John chapter 14. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give it as the world gives it. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Fear is rife in our life. But Jesus says, my peace I'm going to leave with you. My peace, I'm going to give you. An active search for Jesus leads us to an active hope. And that active hope is fueled by the peace of God in our life. And if you'd love to experience the peace of God in your life today, then all you need to do is to reach out to Jesus through prayer. I'd love to lead us in a word of prayer. An opportunity for us today afresh to reach out to Jesus. To start an active search for him. Because if you search for Jesus, you will find him. You will meet him. You will experience him. And you will want to bow your knee before him. Because that is the place of life, both now and for eternity. Because when Jesus grew up, he actually grew to be a man. He lived a life that we can't, of perfection. He died a death in our place to take away our sin and our rebellion against God. God the Father raised him back to life. And right now, Because of all that Jesus has done for us, we can say, Lord, forgive me. I long for this peace. I long for this newfound purpose. Could you rescue me from the stress and the strain, not of Christmas, but of life? And when we do that, God says, I'll come to you and I'll make my home in your soul. Allow me to lead us in a word of prayer. And if you would love to engage in an active search for Jesus today, why don't you just pray this along with me? I'm going to invite the band to come up as well. Why don't you pray this prayer just in the quietness of your soul? If you would love to start an active search for Jesus today, why don't you reach out to Jesus? Because he has already reached out to us. Pray this along with me. Jesus, I want to begin an active search for you. Forgive me for my sin. Reach out and take hold of my life. Jesus, I need you. Amen. Let me continue to pray. Father, I just pray for any one of your children today that wants to come under your care. Lord, I just pray for anyone here today that has chosen to start an active search for you. Jesus, for anyone that has reached out to you in prayer in these moments, Lord, come. Lord Jesus, come. Come to each of us. Reveal yourself to us. Flood our souls with your peace and your joy. Lord, turn our active search for you into an active hope, a newfound purpose. Lord, with the stress and the strain of life around us, help us, Jesus. Rescue us. Show us the way. We praise you that you came not just to be born, but to live, to die. And we praise you, Father, that you rose your Son back to life so that your forgiveness upon our soul can wash us completely clean. Lord God, come to us as we've reached out to you. In Jesus' name, amen.